Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in and finish the third parak of Maseches Bikurim with Mishnayos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So Mishnah Yud Aleph teaches us as follows, that we already learned that there are three levels of Bikurim. There's the actual Bikurim, there's the Tosefes, that when you go out into the field to pick the Bikurim, you throw in a little extra, and then there is the Ituri Bikurim, that which you decorate the baskets with, the fruits that you decorate the baskets with. So on the topic of the Tosefes HaBikurim, which is given to the Kohanim, when do we assume that Tosefes Bikurim has the actual same din as Bikurim itself, in that it should dafka be given to a Kohen? So says the Mishnah, Bizman Sheba min Aretz, that's only if it comes from the mainland of Eretz Yisrael, meaning the west of the Yarden. But Vimeina Ba min Aretz, but if it doesn't come from the mainland of Eretz Yisrael, it comes from the east of the Yarden. So that's the part of the land that is not described as being Zavas, Chalav, Udvash, and therefore the Chiv Bikurim in that part of the land is only Midrabanan. So Enoch Kabikurim, then it does not have the same status as the Bikurim. So any fruit that grew on the east of the Yarden that you're going to make the Tosefes or the Iture Bikurim doesn't have the same restrictions that Bikurim itself has. It could be eaten by anyone, not only by a Kohen, and it could be eaten even outside of Yerushalayim. The Bar Tanur explains, Kigon Sheviu Atosefes may everly Yarden, Titran Le'el Shemavi Misham Bikurim, Avabi She'ena Eretz Vaschal Vudvash. That we do bring Bikurim from Avery Yarden, even though it's not Zavaschal Vudvash. Inam Yasis Rabishimini Damar Le'el, Matin Resa Bikurim Chutz Misha Vesaminim, Vuadin Mi Perush Agadu Bechutz La'aretz, Vikiechi Da'alibe Matrim Beperus Chutz La'aretz, Hachinami Atosefes Ba Mi Perus Chutz La'aretz. Or maybe, says the Bar Tanur, maybe we're explaining this Mishnah all wrong. Maybe when we're saying Bizman Sheba Min Ha'aretz, but Vim Ein Ba Min Ha'aretz, that if the Bikurim does not come from Eretz Yisrael, maybe we're not describing the Eivar Yarden. Maybe we're not describing the other side of the Yarden. Maybe we're actually describing Bikurim that come from Chutz La'aretz. How can you have Bikurim that come from Chutz La'aretz? I thought Bikurim has to be Dafka from Eretz Yisrael. Oh, very simple. Because we said that according to one opinion, Iture Bikurim could come from Chutz La'aretz. So maybe that opinion of Tanaim that holds that Iture Bikurim come from Chutz La'aretz also holds that Tosefes Bikurim can come from Chutz La'aretz. So the Mishnah is telling us that if you have Tosefes that comes from Chutz La'aretz, it does not have a din like Bikurim. Now Mishnah Yud Beis teaches us that when you give the Bikurim to the Kohen, it becomes the property of the Kohen. So Lama Amru Bikurim Kinechse Kohen, or Lama Amru Habikurim Kinechse Kohen, with regard to what do we assume that Bikurim has the status of something that belongs to a Kohen, Shu Kohanim Mehem Avadim V'Karkos Behemet Meya. They belong to the Kohen in so far as he can use them to buy whatever he wants. He can buy Avadim, he could buy land, he could buy a non-kosher animal with it. Even though Bikurim are supposed to be eaten, you're allowed to use the Bikurim to purchase things that you can't possibly eat, that you're not allowed to eat. So the Mishnah is telling us that the Kohen doesn't need to eat the Bikurim. He can use them to barter for other things. He doesn't even need to sell them for money that he's then going to use to buy food. He could barter for things that aren't even food at all. So this is a pretty big chiddush when it comes to Bikurim. Now, it's very different than, let's say, Maaser Sheni, that Bikurim actually belongs to the Kohen, and therefore he could do with it as he pleases, whereas Maaser Sheni is Mamun Gavoha, it's Machlokas Tanayim, but Maaser Sheni might be Mamun Gavoha, and therefore it does not belong to the Kohen, he cannot do with it, or it does not belong to the Bailim, and he cannot do with it as he pleases. He can only use it to buy food. So this is a function of it being actual Mamun HaKohanim, the fact that they can buy whatever they want with it. Not only that, Ubal Chov Notlan B'chovo, someone who's a Bal Chov could take Bikurim from a Kohen to pay back the debt that the Kohen owes him. V'isha B'ksubasa, if a Kohen has to pay his wife's ksuba, the Bikurim could be used to pay the ksuba that he owes his wife if he divorces his wife. K'sefer Torah, and the same is true when it comes to a Sefer Torah. A Torah can also be taken to as a payment of a chov, and a woman who's collecting a ksuba could take a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah are very expensive, worth a lot of money. So if the man owes a wife $100,000 of a ksuba, and the sefer Torah that he has is worth $100,000, she can collect from the sefer Torah. So that's not a problem. Even though typically speaking, there are very strict rules about what you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah for, right? Mochrin Torah, you know, to the Lisa Isha to get married if you can't afford otherwise to get married and things of that nature. But typically speaking, sefer Torah are not for sale. You're not supposed to sell a sefer Torah. But then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Nosim Osam Ela L'Chaver B'Tova. That no, a kohen can give his bikurim only to another kohen who is someone that you could trust to be observant of the halachos of Tumah and Tahara, and you can give it to him only as a favor, meaning if you don't get anything in return for it. So the Tanakama had said that you could use Bikurim for whatever you want, to pay your chovos and to buy other things, to buy even a behemoth meya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Kohen gets his Bikurim, he's not allowed to sell it, he's not allowed to barter it for anything else. Now the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda's first idea that Bikurim can only be given to a chaver, to someone who's careful about Tumah and Tahara. The Chachamim Nosam Salan Shemishmar, you give the Bikurim to whoever the members of the Mishmar that are serving that week in the Beis HaMikdash are. As we know, the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros, and they would take turns. It would be on a rotation. So you give it to the Kohanim that are working that week, the Hemechalkim Minayim, and they'll divide among the various Kohanim in that week's Mishmar, Kikot HaMikdash, just like the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash are divided among the Kohanim who are working in that Mishmar, whether they're Chaverim or whether they're not Chaverim. So the Chachamim are responding to Rabbi Yehuda's first statement that you said it could only be given to a chaver, to someone who's careful about Tumah and Tahara. Look, you know, Bikurim are not used as karbanos, but Rabbi Yehuda thought that it's close enough to karbanos that you have to only give it to people who are careful in Tumah and Tahara. But because they're not actual karbanos, the Chacham say you can give it to regular kohanim, you know, that you could trust them to eat it with respect and not to eat it bitumah. There is something else though that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham are disagreeing with. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the owner of the bikurim can give them to whatever kohen he wants. Well, the Chacham say that he has to give them only to kohanim in that week's mishmar. So it's not only about the status of the kohanim, whether they be chaverim or not chaverim, whether they could be someone who is trusted in Tumah Tahara or not, but it's also about the pool of kohanim who you may give it to. Whereas the Rabbi Yehuda said you can give it to any kohen, the Chachamim are saying that you're only allowed to give it to the Anshe Mishmar, the kohanim of that week's Mishmar. And that brings us to the end of the third parak of Maseches Bikurim. So let's quickly review. Mishnah Yeralef, we learned that Tosefes Bikurim has the status of Bikurim only if it comes from the mainland of Eretz Yisrael. But if it comes from the other side of the Yarden, then it doesn't have the status of Bikurim, and it could be eaten by anyone, even outside Yerushalayim. Mishnah Yudbei said that Bikurim is, the Tanakhama at least held, that Bikurim is the full property of the Kohen. He could do whatever he wants with it, he could buy whatever he wants with it, he could pay off his Balchov, he could pay off his wife's Ksuba with it, just like you can with the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you're only allowed to give it to two restrictions. You're only allowed to give it to a Chaver, to someone who's careful about Tumah Tahara, and you're not allowed to get anything in return for it. And then the Chum is the third Shita, they said, you're limited to only being allowed to give it to the Anshe Mishmar, who then divide it among themselves. So it doesn't have to be a Chaver, but it's got to be limited to the people of that, the Kohanim that are working in that week's Mishmar. Okay, Belshem, next time, tomorrow, we will pick up with the fourth Perek of Maseches Bikurim.